The question was asked is, are there any signs of when Mashiach would come? So, signs is a difficult thing to say. We have prophecies that describe what's yet to come. We have a tradition that there are two options as to how it will play itself out. Bita nachishena, whether we will improve ourselves and make it come quickly, or it will come at the deadline at the set time. Then we have the Rambam that says that in order for one to be Mashiach, they have to accomplish certain things. They have to unite Israel, they have to fight wars, they have to rebuild the temple, they have to be anointed king. There are a lot of things they have to do, and then they can be Mashiach. A group of kids started asking me a few weeks ago whether the Rebbe of Chabad was Mashiach. So I said, no. So they said, why? So I said, if you look in the Rambam, there are a lot of things you have to do. He didn't lead wars. He didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't do the things it says there. So I'm not discussing whether he was a great person or not, but to say he's Mashiach, well, we have an order of how a person becomes Mashiach. So I guess we'll have time to prepare when we see a king of Israel, rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. We'll see a process. We'll know Mashiach's there. But people like to think that Mashiach's going to come riding on a white horse and say, that's it, everything's great, you're free. Kol mevaser mevaser v'omer. It's not so clear that that's how Mashiach is going to come. I want to conclude with a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, one of the difficulties in these discussions is that we don't know what we're talking about. What's going to come first, Gog and Magog or Mashiach? When does Mashiach ben Yosef come and Mashiach ben David? And what's going to happen with Tchiyat HaMetim? When does that happen? When is Olam Haba? When is Gan Eden? When is Sudat Tzadikim? All kinds of concepts. When do they happen?
Isn't Mashiach ben Yosef supposed to get killed in Gog and Magog?
Maybe. Maybe. So,
but Gog and Magog is obviously a nuclear war, obviously.
I have no idea.
They have nuclear weapons today.
Certainly doesn't sound like it's going to be a nuclear war from the Navi, no.
You see the 15-year-old kid prophecy thing? I was talking about this. And he supposedly died, and he went up to Hashem and got judgment, and then he saw like Mashiach come in and all these things. It was all
okay. Every few years there's another wonderful story. I don't believe any of them. I have Tanakh, I have Gemara.
Yeah.
That I believe. Kids who tell me they saw prophecy, I tell them, go see a psychiatrist. There are all kinds of things that people say. About 15 years ago, there was this big fad of people saying, Mashiach Sanzoi, Mashiach Sanzoi, how do you know? A bunch of autistic people have been saying it. And autistic people, they're not tainted by our misconceptions. They know what's happening. Okay. Where in Chazal does it say that an autistic person is going to tell you Mashiach's coming? I don't know. But
even if it was only left with the little kids and the crazy people?
Why don't you show me where it says that? Look it up. Gemara Baba Basra in the first chapter. And then tell me if that's what it says. Okay? Could look it up also. Okay. Coming back to here. So every so often people are looking for signs, and it's a very dangerous thing. So dangerous that there was once a story, I think it was the Noda Yehuda, that in his town people were very Prague, big city, yeah? In his city, so people got into a frenzy that year Mashiach would come, and people were prepared to sell their houses, and there were false messiahs threatening society. So the story goes that on Rosh Hashanah, he banged on the table, and people were so convinced, based on all kinds of numerical calculations, that this is the year Mashiach's coming for sure. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you this year Mashiach's not coming. Isn't that amazing?
He's going to come when nobody expects him.
I didn't say that. We always expect Mashiach. And the Holocaust people said, if not now, when? And the Inquisition people said, if not now, when? By Chmelyanitsky people said, if not now, when? When Bar Kochva was destroyed. Yeah. We've had great tragedies in our history. And there were many times where we really thought Mashiach it would be a great idea. We were ready, in the sense that we really wanted out. Okay? But we're told it's not going to come the way we think. In Daniel is told people will try and they're going to miss the date. People are going to try to forecast.
Daniel missed the date, right? He had to recalculate.
Okay.
But if you're talking about Daniel, he saw this statue with head from gold and silver, right? And the last one was the legs was from, how do you say, steel?
Metal and earthenware.
So we know that was from Roman Empire. So we see that we are living in the last one, in this one where Ishmael and Roman Empire get together. But like we see it in Germany, in Europe, that Ishmael is going to Germany and they're not belong together. So we are see that we live obviously in the last era of the picture from Daniel.
Could be. Daniel said there would be a mix of two peoples where one would not really blend with the other. Okay. Yeah, they would be in there, but they would not become a part of them. Okay. It could have been the colonists with the Indians. Why are we so quick to say it's the colonists didn't blend with the Indians either? You had British the British moved on to the United States, onto America. They didn't blend in with the natives. Okay? So the same things the colonists did to the Indians, the Muslims are doing in a different way to the lands of Europe. They're not coming with weapons right now. They're still keeping to their own little nucleus. Okay? I'm not so quick to say it's A or B or C. Could be. If it makes us be better Jews, fine. So there's definitely room to understand it that way. Just remember that people were convinced Mashiach was coming many times in Jewish history.